This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. We continue with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Your questions and comments for him are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you're calling Todd, the radio god, and Bismarck Mandan at the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, or us right here, 271-1100. At AM 1100, the flag, 271-1100. Text welcome, 701-367-2054. We have a little quick news poll going on today. Should schools reopen? Yes or no? Should schools reopen? Yes or no? You let us know. Story out of Dickinson. The KX folks are reporting, Dickinson Police Department reporting a suspicious object has been found in North Dickinson. According to police, the object was found attached to a chain-link fence in a DOT shop or yard. Due to the makeshift object's appearance and in practicing an abundance of caution, businesses in the vicinity were asked to shelter in place. 21st Street West from Sims to 3rd Avenue West has been temporarily closed, and they're asking you to use alternative routes this morning. It's just a few minutes ago, so that's all we know at this point, and we'll keep you posted on that. All right, back with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and your questions and comments for him today on the program. Some things that have rolled in here during the break. One is, who is being tested? What is the criterion? Roger wants to know.
Okay, at first it was people presenting just like during flu season, coming to the clinic, coming to the hospital, presenting with flu symptoms, presenting with all of a sudden it was null. This is what would be different about COVID symptoms. And so they were looking for temperature, for headache, for respiratory distress, because this is it's even worse than the regular influenza as far as respiratory distress. So, and then in the very beginning of this, there were so few COVID tests that it was also tied to, have you traveled internationally? Have you traveled to areas where there's already been an outbreak, or have you been in contact with someone who has? So that was the beginning of all this. So our data at the beginning was based on people that were pretty sick with travel connections, right? Then as we moved forward and got more tests, we were able to become more proactive and start testing in areas where we knew there was activity with positive tests, and actually went in Slope County and in Gladstone and in up on MHA, three affiliated tribes up in Newtown, and then we've been doing more in Fargo and Grand Forks, what we're calling focused tests, where it's based on the contact tracing after there are positives that are known. So it's more focused testing to try to find out who the positives are amongst that circle of contact tracing that was done after a positive is identified, and then make sure those folks are quarantining off, and then the ones that are positive don't have to keep quarantining. So now it's getting more focused, and we hope that that's how we continue. The governor is very, very aggressive direction on how much testing to do. You know, talking a couple thousand a day. We did have 2,000 tests come in on Saturday, so that's getting close to where he wants to be, and that's what's happening in states like Utah. We're being very proactive and getting a good handle on where the outbreaks are, what is the general populace looking like, getting to more of a statistical sampling level. We are number 6 in the nation in testing, moved from number 11 to number 6. That's the governor really, really put out the challenge for us to be leading the way. And so we're moving up towards states that are in the really high outbreak areas like New York and New Jersey, the past New Jersey. We're heading towards Rhode Island, New York, Massachusetts level of testing. So we're being very proactive as a state and doing a lot of testing as a percentage of population compared to other states now.
Another texter asked the Lieutenant Governor why there is not antibody testing being readily done and reported in North Dakota all across the state. I know of someone tested and they have antibodies and they were sick the end of December, beginning of January. This is important info to have.
we've been on the cutting edge of that, too. We wanted to have the first batch that was kicked out of one of the main research institutions that we all know in the upper Midwest, but they went to one of the states with higher outbreaks. And so we do have a lot of practitioners that are testing for antibodies, antigens, et cetera, and it's being done. And the state has put in an order for thousands, tens of thousands of these tests as well. And the thing is, the science really doesn't point to exactly, how that dials into exactly where we're at in the epidemic either, because the antigens, antibodies are not, as far as they know, it takes 5 to 7 weeks for those to develop to a point where you can positively test them with reasonable accuracy. So the science is evolving, and we are there on the leading edge of innovation with having those available here in the state, and that will be a tool going forward, no doubt, and hopefully part of a vaccine conversation, and knowing that, you know, if you have the antibodies, if you have the antigens, you have less of a case of the virus. The virus taking hold in your body in the next fall and next spring. So, yes, we're moving that direction as a state. Good question.
Angela in Fargo for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I'm kind of just add to what you're talking about with the antibodies. I have a girlfriend whose daughter, Tori, is a pre-med student up at UND, and she was really sick back in February and came home. Well, she had done the testing up at UND and at Ultru, and she just got a call a couple weeks ago from UND saying they keep all of the swabs or the smears that have what they, you know, when they had taken them back in February, and she called and they tested. She did have the coronavirus back in February. I'm a nurse. My husband's a doctor. We have a son that's an ER doctor. We're kind of, everything is always, all your models, I love our governor, I love you guys, but all of our models are based on the first person in Minot. Well, the first person in Minot wasn't the first person. This has been going on in North Dakota, now it's proven, way back in February. And if that's at the campus of UND back in February, it's been a heck of a lot more places than just Grand Forks. So we need to get going on with the antibody testing. I appreciate you trying to do all this testing, but I have a mom that lives at Edgewood. They just had three staff that got it there, friends that work in nursing homes. I used to work in long-term care. Everything we're doing with this shelter, I know we're not really doing the shelter in place, but many places are, and it's still finding its way into the nursing homes. So we need to move on with some other ideas, because this isn't stopping the spread, and it's going to get to different places. And a lot of the people in the nursing homes are getting it and are not even, it's really not affecting them that bad. There are a handful, yes, sadly, that are dying, but we're basing models based on the first person in Minot. We're basing models on the first person out in Washington State. Those weren't even the first cases. We have proof now that it started in Grand Forks. I mean, probably before that even. So we need to get the antibody testing in here, and they need to start doing that now, because this trying to find every outbreak right now isn't doing anything. People are not getting as sick as and my other point, this whole thing was to make sure that our hospitals don't get overwhelmed. They didn't get overwhelmed. Then the next thing is, well, we got to make sure the elderly stay safe. My mom's one of them. I absolutely agree with that. But it, like I said, it got into the nursing homes. It's in the nursing homes. We need to do another step here.
Thank you for those comments. The next step is the vulnerable testing, and so you'll hear the governor talk a lot about that as we move forward. It's not just public health.
They're doing that this week in my mom's facility. And I appreciate that, but my whole point is, many of them are testing positive for it and didn't even know they had it, and they're not showing symptoms. It's everywhere. So, I mean, I appreciate everybody doing that, but it's really not making a difference is what I'm trying to say. You know, that we need to get the antibody testing more, and I know you just said that they're working on that, but that's where we need to move on and see who has had it. And the people that then have had it, clearly it's way more spread in North Dakota if it was going through North Dakota in February. we're doing all our models based on getting the first case in March. Well, it does.
Is that true, Brent? Are we basing our response now on the first case in March in Minot? Is she right about that?
No, that the modeling is based on where the modeling is based on other states. Basically, if you're looking at different models, I mean, every model starts at a different place. Our statistics are based on that. When we're reporting history, our numbers are based on that, right? So if we're looking at our reporting of our cases, that's the only data we have is those that tested positive. There wasn't COVID testing before that point. To her point, there wasn't COVID testing in December, January, February. And there are people that were very sick in December, January, February that want to get this antibody testing to see if they had it. And that will only give us better data on exactly to her point.
All right, we'll get the rest of your response on the other side of the break. Thank you, Angela. More coming up. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For you, 24/7, we have the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. Go into the storm, just like North Dakotans have through this endeavor. And they appreciate that so much about North Dakotans, and also that's their team at Oasis Petroleum. They're doing the same thing. Challenging times in that industry right now. 855-200-1776. We answer that 24-7. 855-200-1776. Back with Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, answering your questions today. And Angela in Fargo interesting story in that her daughter was, had a awful illness back in February. They've now since contacted her and said, hey, what you had was the coronavirus. Not surprising, I guess, but interesting to know that it's here because you're hearing about the similar stories everywhere. And she's suggesting that, I guess, a pivot to antibody testing is the way to go. That's underway, isn't it? I mean, is it just a matter of getting the test? I mean, do we all agree antibody testing is a really good idea? Widespread antibody testing is a good idea, Brent?
It's a parallel track. I mean, it's, what it will do is, like she mentioned, it would point to more of an outbreak earlier, December, January, February, than just when we finally got the ability to take COVID tests and people presented with the, like I mentioned, one of the first callers, respiratory distress, travel history, and then they were put in as positive tests. I mean, our data is only as good as the tests that were available, but yes, the antibody testing, if it was widespread enough and track it back to when people were sick, it might point to an earlier outbreak and maybe the crest has already occurred, et cetera. But those aren't perfect either. This is a novel virus. It's new. And so they don't know how long it takes for the antibodies to develop in your blood. If it's 5 to 7 weeks, and also, does it mean you'll catch this illness again or not? They don't know that either. But the good thing is the tests are available. The tests are available here. I know of providers that are actually contacting people that were sick in December, January, February that are curious and they want to know if the antibodies are showing in their blood. So yes, that's a parallel track. But back to the testing that we're doing on positives is to identify and quarantine when you're doing contact tracing. If you've got a circle of 50 people that have been in contact with someone that tested positive, right now they have to quarantine for 14 days. If you can test them and they show that they're negative, then they don't have to keep quarantining and you can start to isolate in where it makes more sense. And we have rapid testing available now for positives, so that's why we're doing that. And the long-term care population itself is a very strong focus of the governor's for the vulnerable population, long-term care, developmentally disabled, et cetera. We're going to need to have more care going forward and more protocols and etiquette for gowns and clothes and PPE and shoes and, you know, what type of COVID etiquette is needed for long-term care employees and to keep those developmentally disabled and long-term care patients and residents safe. And so that'll all be part of the future plans for Department of Human Services, North Dakota Department of Health, of how we keep focusing on the vulnerable population in this. And so testing, simple rapid testing for positives is part of that. But I agree, a parallel track on antibodies is makes great sense, and the state is moving forward with it. Our providers are getting as many of those tests as they can, and they're reaching out to people to be testing for antibodies now.
Neil in Bismarck for Brent Sanford. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, it's a very general question. I'm sure the lieutenant governor and the governor are doing a good job, but it's a general question. How did it happen, do you think, that people that we elected because we think they're good thinkers and have common sense suddenly kind of cede their decision-making to models that we know from the past really aren't that accurate?
Well, that's a good question. Thank you for the question. And it's something where there's a lot of pressure on the WHO right now. There's a lot of pressure on the president and on his team. And, again, for us, we've already seen it happen in Wuhan and Italy and Spain and New York City. So it, you know, us being on the back end of the outbreak, we can see patterns. But, you know, one of the things within the modeling is that after they saw how it didn't take hold as much as predicted in non-urban areas, now the modelers are trying to figure in, well, what does geographic dispersion do to the outbreak of the virus? And it's pretty logical when you think about it, but you look at Wyoming, Alaska, North Dakota, Montana, even looking at Los Angeles compared to New York, that has a big part to play in how much the virus actually does spread. But the modeling from taking a Milan or a Wuhan and putting that on top of New York City, I mean, there has been a lot of fatalities in New York City and overwhelmed emergency rooms and ICUs. And so that, you know, it's valid in looking at that area. But how you extrapolate that to the more rural areas is a very imperfect science. And we feel like we've been proactive. We're ready to be discussing this week North Coast Start Resmart, what that looks like, and get back to work and get people into our new COVID etiquette moving forward. And what does that look like? We don't exactly know, except that there will be more personal protective equipment and distancing, no doubt, than we had before all this started.
Appreciate the call, Emil. Thank you very much. Texter wants to know about gyms, health clubs. We talk a lot about North Dakota being reopened. It is, but there are certain businesses that can't under executive order. So I guess the sliver that isn't, what's the timeline there?
So Commerce has teams working on each of the individual business areas that are affected: bars, restaurants, gyms, health clubs, movie theaters, public theaters, and then the personal care professions. And so I'm sure you'll hear more about that this week from Michelle Comer. Most likely that's going to be a Tuesday conversation with the governor. And today we'll be looking at, you know, where do we sit on our eight areas that we want to address before North Coast Smart Restart moves forward. But, yes, we'll see a lot of activity with specifics in those particular businesses, because those were the ones that were closed per executive order through April 30th. So those need to be addressed one at a time, and that work is being done by Department of Commerce.
I only have a minute left, but I do want to get a plug in for some of these new programs that are North Dakota exclusive through the Bank of North Dakota. Tiny bar, tiny restaurant, you know, one employee, two employee, small programs for microloans there, and also the bigger loans for folks that have fallen through the cracks, right?
Over 500 employees, that group was left out in some of the earlier rounds anyway of the SBA-type programs that were out there and the PPP, et cetera. So Bank North Dakota has up to $10 million, down to 1% rate, five-year term loan available up to 10 years for businesses with over 501 employees, and under 500 employees is up to $5 million. And again, buying that interest rate down to 1%, up to $500,000 of interest buy down per loan. So I mean, those are good for those size businesses, and they, you know, obviously ratchets down for smaller businesses. And then the exciting one that Commerce was really insistent we needed, from what they hear, is a microloan program, and that's I believe the acronym is SELF for that. And that's the smaller loans, $1,000 to $50,000, again, down to low interest rates, 1% is my understanding, for that, you know, the one stall.
More details on those, by the way, at the Department of Commerce website, or talk to your local banker. Brent, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it very much. More coming up, folks.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Pipers Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions featuring John Deere and Case Combine, Freightliner International and Peterbilt Semis, lots of grain trailers, John Deere 1770 corn planters, Patriot sprayers, and an excellent selection of construction equipment and more. These April auctions are all timed online-only auctions from Sharon, Bowman, Jamestown, and Steele, North Dakota. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's denying reports that Health Secretary Alex Azar is on his way out of that job. On Twitter yesterday, the president called it fake news and said the media wants to create chaos and havoc in the minds of Americans, assuring followers that Azar is doing, quote, an excellent job. The reports had claimed the White House was planning to oust him because of criticism of the early response to the coronavirus outbreak. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is looking for the U.S. economy to rebound this summer.
I think as we begin to reopen the economy in May and June, you're going to see the economy really bounce back in July, August, September.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. In Georgia, with the virus slowing down, the governor is allowing restaurants to reopen their dining areas today as long as they adhere to many guidelines. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. And thanks for all the calls and the questions and the comments and the fascinating conversation with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Thanks for submitting your answers to our question, should schools reopen? Those are still pouring in, and we'll continue to take those. We'll spin the wheel. Put your number up on a wheel and spin the wheel and find out who wins the MyPillow. Kevin's in charge of the wheel. Isn't he, Todd? Did we put him in charge of the wheel?
I'm ready.
I know the wheel always has to go back and forth between Todd's studio and Kevin's because they fight over it.
Well, yeah. Oh, whatever.
Nice wheel. Yeah. But we'll figure that out.
The picture of my dogs on their little. I got a couple of medium My Pillows. They each have their own now.
Oh, nice.
Over the large one, and so there's a nice picture of them in front of the fireplace, in front of the TV, all sacked out.
I love it. I love it. JD on schools emails. At this point, keep the course as everything is set up for remote learning. A friend of mine and I were talking. We agreed back in March when this was first taking place that the kids would not go backwards even if they canceled school for the last 2 months. This has put a lot of pressure on the families that still work as they are essential workers trying to help their kids with schoolwork after they come home from working an 8 to 12-hour shift. If anything, some parents may explore homeschooling and not send their kids back to school. Another point that some schools may explore during more remote learning, especially in rural areas, save costs on busing students. Many things that technology, with the technology we have today, that may change the way that schools deliver education. However, I think this is maybe more for those kids in higher grade levels to be able to take advantage of, just like colleges have degrees totally taken offline. So he's saying, I leave it alone for the year. Not me. I'm saying open it up. You know what? I want everything opened up. I want everything opened up, especially as we get more and more information that we've had this, it's been here, we'll have testing to say that. I think we can do this by having people that are threatened, they're at risk, stay home. And by the way, I'm hearing from people that are worried still. They don't know. They've read something else. They don't trust this research or that. That's fine. Stay at home. But the idea that a restaurant or a bar must be closed, that a gym must be closed, that a hair salon must be closed now with our numbers, we're not there anymore. It's time. And let me repeat for the thousandth time. Most of North Dakota is open. And those of you that are not open, why? What's the hold up? Nobody's telling you to do this. You're doing this. So Think long and hard about that.
Well, one question I had for a friend of mine, Scotty, was, you know, she said, we can't hug our grandkids. We can't. We're over 70. You know, so we're going to stay hunkered down until this virus passes. And I'm thinking they might not have a vaccine for over a year.
Right.
Are you willing to live your life shut in your home, seeing your grandkids through glass for over a year?
Now, if I lived in Italy and I saw what happened in Italy, I might think like that.
Right.
But that has not emerged here.
Right.
The numbers that were first forecasted have not come here.
But that's not living. That's just...
Yeah. And I'm not going to join the crowd that goes back and says, oh, this was a big ploy and this was this. It doesn't matter. We are where we are. I'm going to focus all my energy going forward and saying, here's what's happening. But we do know this. There's a lot of stuff out there that is fed to you as being true that isn't true. We know that much. You got to watch it. That's why we're here. Our smell test is going on everything. Right? And the things they'll do is pretty amazing. My next guest is going to talk a little bit about some research that has come out of the National Biodefense Analysis and Countermeasures Center. And they had a job to study the biology of the COVID-19 virus. And they have a high biocontainment laboratory in Frederick, Maryland, established in the early 2000s. To take a look at the anthrax attacks, the amarathrax attacks, and where they study, they characterize, they analyze, and they develop countermeasures. How do you fight this for any biological threat to the homeland? Do it with CDC, do it with the FDA, do it with Health and Human Services, Department of Defense, the whole works, okay? So they brought some research recently to the president, and the research essentially said, you know, you can zap these things. You can take them down to a half-life and less if you use the right approach on them, okay? And they have sunlight as an example. UV rays. 80% humidity and 70 degrees and inject the sun. You take a half-life down to from 6 hours to 2 minutes. That's how much of an impact UV rays has. They did that with aerosols. They went through a number of other things. You might have heard about this because President Trump, in his fascination about this, saying, I wonder this and I wonder that, and would you ever test this and whatever, led to the media saying, oh, he's telling people to drink bleach. No, he did not tell anybody to drink bleach. What he did tell you is something somebody I know has been telling us for a long time. Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I felt like I was listening to a briefing from you in a commercial when this guy's going on and on.
Well, that's right. I've been talking about saunas on your radio program here for 3 years. And, you know, the sauna's been a great product for 4,000 years, and it's going to be a great product for the next 4,000 years because of the great benefits of it. And
this isn't hocus pocus.
It isn't. You know, I was going down the benefits again today. I really can't tell you anything new from what we've done. I'll be that broken record. Hippocrates said 400 B.C., give me the ability to induce a fever, I can cure any illness. And there's a lot of truth to that. When you look at the benefits of a sauna, you talk about cardiovascular recovery, flush toxins, Alzheimer's, stress, deeper sleep, fight illness. The fight illness part, when you subject your body to heat, the heat of a traditional sauna and the humidity of a traditional sauna, what you're basically, what it's doing, it's producing white blood cells more rapidly, right? Which in turn help fight illness, and it helps to kill the virus. In addition, it can be a great program for uncomfortable symptoms of sinus congestions, colds, or allergies. So many great benefits. And you know, at the start of this crisis, I thought the sauna would to be a great idea. I still do, and for the reasons we can talk about.
Pretty amazing. Honestly, I was sitting there thinking of you, thinking, this is the stuff that Vince has been telling us about these things for a long time. These guys are doing it in the lab, and, you know, they're taking the half-life of these things down and just zapping them from these, you know, heat and humidity. I mean, it's unbelievable. So the president, again, was going through some different scenarios that he's asking the experts. And Dr. Birx, no kidding, she says, well, this is what a fever's for.
Right.
Heat, that's fever. It fights the bad stuff.
So even Dr. Birx agrees.
Yeah, and you don't, I mean, that's exactly, again, what you're doing every day that you sit in a sauna. You're inducing an artificial fever, and the body reacts by flushing out the toxins, flushing out the bad. And that's why I've said, Scott, for 3 years, this thing is better than a flu shot.
Now, the sauna is the heat and humidity part.
Correct.
Right? The light, you use that in a sauna, don't you?
So the light, UV light, we've used that for the last 15 years in swimming pools and in our swim spas and in hot tubs. UV combined with ozone, those two products.
What do they do?
They kill bacteria. So
that light just kills the bacteria.
Correct.
So you put them in the bottom of a pool and...
Yeah, it's part of the pool system. So as the water's passing through the UV light, it's purified.
Oh.
So...
Is that right?
That's right.
Zaps it right there.
Done.
That's pretty amazing. That is. Now, you can't say, nor would you say, if you get a sauna, you're never going to get COVID-19, right? You can't do that.
No.
What's interesting is you've got a lab of the Department of Health and Human Services here out in, you know, middle of nowhere, Maryland, testing this stuff, isolating the actual virus in a pail so they can, you know, trial this stuff against it and find these things to happen. So, in my mind, it's good enough for me. Is what I'm saying. It's good enough for me. It's some solid research that goes to back up, you know, what you see in brochures, what you see in the, you know, in advertisements, and you know.
And let's just set this virus aside for a second, right? But there's so many good benefits that leading up to it, again, you know, number one, cardiovascular. What's the number one killer of men in the United States? It's a heart attack. Studies show sitting in a sauna 4 to 7 times a week, you'll reduce your chance of a heart attack by 50%. Number five killer of men in the United States, Alzheimer and dementia. Again, studies, this was a Finnish study, 20 years, men who sit in a sauna 4 to 7 times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia. So those are some good numbers beyond this. Great for after exercise, great for exercise. With the gyms closed right now, and it's frustrating for all of us. I like to go to the YMCA more than anybody, but 30 minutes in a sauna, you're taking a resting heart rate from 60 beats per minute to 140. That's emulating exercise.
My kind of exercise. I don't know about you, Kev, Todd. Sit in the sauna and the heartbeat goes up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, sure.
What a workout I just got. I love that. Yeah.
Bring it on. Yeah.
That's nice.
Bring it on. Where do I go? What do I do?
Is that the fever again? Is that your body getting hotter?
Your body's emulating exercise. It's working harder. It's working. Your heart rate's climbing. It's working.
I should have one right here.
Yeah.
We should bring on here.
With a microphone, you know, in there.
Yeah,
so we could
mic stand that's far enough away where I'm not grabbing it and stuff. Yeah.
I think that's the least we could have, in the way of
let's make this
a little addition to the... This is fabulous. Are you finding two events, you know, I mean, the one thing you've always talked about with the hot tubs is, you know, the family nature of that, number one, is good and therapeutic. You're talking to your family members. You're having fun. That's been wonderful for us while we're, sheltering at home, sheltering in place, whatever we've been doing, you know, staying close to home, having more home time. But there's benefits there, too. There's, you know, the sauna, and that's heat again, right? So now I got the heat benefit. Now I got the circulation.
Well, the sauna's always been a social compartment. It's where we, you know, in Finland they hold business meetings in a sauna, but it's a great place to reconnect with the family. And, you know, for 20 minutes, you're disconnected so you can reconnect. And, you know, when you sit in a sauna, the blood flows better, conversation's better. You know, just think about the times when we go to the Y for those Y members out there. You know, it's a place where, you know, we get together and we talk about what's going on in the world. You know, so it does have a lot of social and recreational benefits, too. And the best thing about a sauna at the end of the day, you just feel better. That was one promise I'll leave you with. You get out better than you got in every time.
Every time. And the same in the hot tub, by the way.
That's
right.
The
hot spring spa, I mean, you're feeling good, thinking a little better and a little calmer, and whatever comes, you can handle it, you know? And if you haven't been convinced that a sauna or a hot tub are for you, I'm telling you, talk about family fun. The pool tables to the foosball tables to the arcade games and all the great patio furniture and all. They got it going at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. When we come back, Vince is going to tell us about his stimulus special, where you can get in on telling somebody about your hot tub. It's a good deal. And Adam's got an email here and a few others. Henry,
hi,
waiting to go. Hang on.
Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Jensen Brothers Construction is hiring experienced equipment operators right now in North Dakota. They have immediate openings for experienced operators for grading and underground projects in central and western North Dakota. Competitive wages, health insurance, and plenty of hours with a full backlog of work. Apply online at JensenBrothersConstruction.com or call Craig at 701-561-1805. Jensen Brothers Construction, making the earth move since 1947, an equal opportunity employer.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
In Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC, committed to the health and well-being of their employees and customers. They are open for business. They understand the importance of reliable transportation and continue to provide the products and services you need. Meanwhile, they have taken extra precautions about sales and service to help keep you safe. If you're not comfortable of coming in, you can purchase or lease over the phone or online. They'll even come to you. Shop, click, drive it. SchwanBuickGMC.com. If you're qualified with approved credit, get this. 0% APR, 84 months, and 120 days before that first payment is due. If your vehicle needs service, ask about their pickup and delivery options. Family-owned, community-driven, we care. We're here to help. We'll get through this together. SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Today I am proud to endorse Joe Biden for President of the United States.
There's a shocker.
Because he will be an extraordinary president. He knows how to get the job done.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
It's Nancy. Anyway, Joe, if you're looking for Chuck, he was busy being all condescending to Dr. Brooks yesterday. It was fabulous. I don't know what she did, but this woman's a doctor, right? But she's interviewed by Chuck Dodd, and you know he wants to just get her to say something horrible about the president, and he couldn't do it. Wouldn't work. So he had to get her with one little snide remark. See if you can recognize this on the way out here.
I think that's really critical. We need to constantly be focusing on what we're learning to save more lives and to make our treatment more effective.
Dr. Burks, I have to leave it there. I appreciate you coming on and sharing the administration's view. Stay safe and healthy yourself.
You hear that? Anybody hear that?
Mm-hmm. The administration's view.
Exactly. Right, yeah.
Thank you very much.
You wouldn't come here and think for yourself, because otherwise you would hate Trump if you were thinking for yourself. But yeah. Now you're just giving me the administration's view. Folks, this is your mainstream media. These are the shows that drive, 2-3 days worth of Washington Post, New York Times, going, what should we write about it? What Burke said, but it's never ending. Never ending. Let me get Henry and Fargo in here, and then I asked Vince to stay because I want to talk a little bit about a great offer he has right now for you. Henry and Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, first off, Vince is spot on with the sauna, man. I rock a sauna every day, so Vince is spot on.
You rock a sauna. Good for you.
The COVID-19, if they were researching viruses paid for by Obama in the Wuhan lab, why wouldn't it be a virus we know? Why was it COVID-1 we haven't seen before? Meaning, this is a military changing a virus, because otherwise, if they're working on the N1H1, if they're working on SARS, swine flu, we would have that out. We don't have that out. We have one we've never seen before called COVID-19.
Well, first of all, we can't trust anything we hear out of China. So I don't know. I have seen some reporting on this that suggests they have a lab that they want to be the next CDC. See? And what they do is they try different combinations there. So supposedly to create the bad stuff and then figure out how to kill it in the lab. But there was a bunch of dummies running the place. And the girl that did this didn't have proper procedures in place. So she got infected. Then she infected her boyfriend. Then he goes to the market and the rest is history. And then China spends the rest of the time trying to suppress it rather than saying, whoa, here's what happened. Get in here. We need to do what we need to do here. So I think they were trying to create a bad one, supposedly for good reasons, but I don't believe any of it. I don't, know what to believe. Does that make sense, Henry?
Yeah, and my second thing is, to be honest with you, this is one of the saddest days in American history. They finally came out and said Lieutenant General Flynn was innocent. They knew he was innocent from the start of this whole charade, and yet they were willing to put a patriot, a 35-year military patriot, in jail to get to Trump. That is so overlooked and not talked about. It's disgusting what our government was going to do to Lieutenant General Flynn.
And what they're still doing to this president. This president has been subjected to more of the, swamp, deep state, lies and deceit of anybody. I mean, when their own White House is not with them. You're absolutely right. And Michael Flynn is what started it all. That's when that was what cascaded into all of those investigations. Very good point, Henry. I promise we'll do a little more on that. So, Vince, before we let you go, Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We've been talking about, did you actually ask the White House to do that study just to prove your point on the heat, humidity?
Yeah, I've been bugging them every day.
And the light, yeah, because they did a pretty good job. They've come out with actual laboratory proof of how wonderful these saunas and hot tubs are for you. So
now, I'm not supposed to come out and say, yes, it's a seal of approval, but I'm just telling you that the product works in a health and wellness aspect like no other product on the planet Earth.
Without question. Tell us about your stimulus package.
So, you know, I appreciate your listeners. The What's on Your Mind program listeners have been awesome throughout the years. And, you know, they're a great audience. And some of you have taken advantage of our products. Some of you haven't. But if you know, you're helping us out during this crisis with our advertising and everything. And I'd like to pass that on to your listeners. So if you guys know anybody out there that would benefit, and I don't know who wouldn't, benefit from a sauna, a hot tub, one of our game tables, even some patio furniture for the backyard where we have to hang out now for the next, you know, I don't know how long, but send them our way. I'll give you my personal cell phone number, which is 701-238-9837. You can call me, text me, and if you have a referral, I'll reach out to that person. I'll give them a virtual tour on our website, and we can deliver any product within 2 to 7 days and give you 12-month no-interest, no-payment financing, and I will reward you by sending you my own stimulus check.
How about that? And don't delay, because those saunas are going fast. Telephone number again?
701-238-9837.
All right, friends. Thank you, Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been
producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-Step Guide to Immunity for Life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.